Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, Brian, so two names that we're talking about in the general area of 24 that we think makes sense for the Cowboys are Jackson Powers-Johnson, the center at Oregon, Graham Barton, the center at Duke, who's played left tackle the last several years, but played some center the last five games of Duke's season in 2020. When you look at the tackle position, because I would assume tackle would be guard doesn't feel like as much of a thing that they would, maybe they would look at Troy Washington as a guard. Maybe they would look at, you know, Fuaga. I don't know how they would view different guys. Latham, maybe they would say, oh, that's a guard, and if they slide down to us, that's it. But in general, if it's not one of those two centers, who are some of the other names you think that we should say, hey, these might be in the area of 24, and we probably need to keep an eye on the Cowboy connection there? You've already mentioned one, Kingsley Suamataia from BYU. They, you know, he's somebody who has been connected to the Cowboys, and, you know, I think has a very high ceiling. But, I mean, he's what we're looking at probably tackle there. I don't look at him as a guard at the next level personally. So if you're drafting Suamataia, that's the idea that he's going to be your left tackle of
he's
the future.
Your tackle, yeah, in my opinion.
Do you think that's a legitimate name at 24, or do you think that's a trade-back option for them?
I think it's if under the scenario that you gave me earlier where Powers-Johnson was gone, Barton was gone, If it came down to Frazier or the BYU tackle,
Suamataia, yep,
I think I would take Frazier. And the way my I'm starting to stack my board, Bobby, and I've gotten through the first two rounds of my board, and the way I look at it, I have Frazier at 34 and Suamataia at 42. So I have 30. I have Frazier 34 and the BYU tackle at 42.
So I'm we've talked about it a ton. I'm a big Kingsley Suamataia fan. He's player 18, and I think I'm higher on him than the Cowboys are or anybody like.
And you know what? That's great. That you know, I see what you're doing there, and you know what, I don't think anybody, I think if you went around the league and says, give me your top 10 tackles, I don't know if any team has the same 10 guys at tackle.
Right.
I think it's a. It's almost like a position like quarterback. It's almost like a position. I think at wide receiver, you could probably have a similar group. Tackle and quarterback, and probably these cornerbacks would be different, a different list of guys.
Let me ask you here. I'm just going to throw out a name. You tell me if you think that it's reasonable.
By the way,
that
if I would be, if it's the surprise player for me, if it wasn't one of the, if it wasn't an offensive player, I think Cooper's in the mix there. I think Cooper's
interesting
in the mix
as Texas. A trade back or as a pick at 24.
I think if they got completely wiped out, him, maybe Murphy.
Byron Murphy at Texas.
Texas, I think those might be two guys. If they were hunting defense, those are the two names I think I would keep an eye on.
Let me name just offensive line prospects at you real quick. You tell me if you think there's a realistic chance, not a Hail Mary, but a realistic chance they get to 24. Joe Alt, no.
No.
Talese Fuaga.
Man, they're playing it like it's going to be that way.
You think that he will get to 24?
No, I don't. I don't. But they're
not realistic.
Yeah, they're treating him
possible,
like,
not realistic.
Yeah, they're treating him like, you know, by a 30 visit, by a visit at the combine. They're treating him, Fuaga, like he is going to potentially be there for them at 24. I've always thought that was a trade up guy for me.
What about Fatanu, Troy Fatanu from Washington? Do you think it's realistic that he gets to you at 24?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I think there's a possibility, yes.
Okay, that sounds like a better possibility than at least Fuaga for you.
Yes.
Latham. I don't think Latham gets to 24.
No, I don't think he does either.
Olufashinu, I know that there's been some, his stock's fallen a little publicly, but I still don't think that's...
I don't think he gets to you, yes.
So, I mean, we're realistically, Brian, at this point, looking at the names that could be there, Mims, Guyton, you think those are realistic?
Realistic, yes.
So, are other names that be kind of coalescing around outside of the center names? If you get wiped on the centers, are the names we need to be looking at Troy Fatanu at Washington, Kingsley Suamataia, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton?
Yes. Yes. All those.
Now,
names.
How much of a projection is there? Are any of those guys, any of those four to you guys that can play guard?
Well, they think that Fatanu can.
I think Fatanu can play guard. That's where I have him primarily.
Yes. I think that that's kind of where I would draw the line. If you know, but you didn't mention Morgan. They probably think Morgan could play the Arizona tackle.
I do. I just don't think they I don't think they would pick Morgan in the first round.
I don't think they would either, from just from all the intel we're starting to get on that.
And I think that when you look at, okay, so let's say Fatanu can play inside at guard.
Right.
And the other names that we're talking about here, Suamataia, Mims, Guyton. Mims and Guyton, you're talking about having them flip sides in all likelihood. These are guys who played right, who you're now going to ask to play left. So the only, you know, the projections that you're talking about here is that if you're taking Guyton and Mims, you're asking them to flip sides. Fatanu, do you think the Cowboys would play him at guard and Tyler Smith at tackle, or do you think they'd play Fatanu at tackle and Tyler Smith at guard?
I think they'd play Fatanu at tackle.
And so Fatanu at tackle, and then Suamataia at tackle. So let's look at like the breakdown of what they're looking at. Do you think that that would give any weight to them when they're trying to make a decision? Let's say all four of those guys get to them for some reason. If they've got them all kind of jumbled up close together, do you think Suamataia and Fatanu get an edge over the other guys because you're not asking them tackle to flip, or because you're not even asking them to flip sides? Whereas right. like Guyton and Mims, it's like, I'm asking them to do something on the other side of the formation that they didn't do at college. Is that something that you think they even, that resonates with them?
I think it would resonate. Sure. Sure. I don't think
I think that it's interesting because Guyton and Mims are probably, I know we've talked about how scary Mims is in a way because he's, you know, a guy who has such little tape out there from his time at Georgia. But I think most people feel like Mims and Guyton are further along as players than Suamataia is, for instance.
Sure.
But there is a little bit of a reliability of, like, Suamataia can play left. We know he can do it. Fatanu can play left. I think Fatanu, to me, is easily the best of those four.
Yeah.
That's the guy that I'm really high on, and I'd love to have him here. The only problem then is just it doesn't totally answer your center question unless you're comfortable with Hoffman playing there or you're comfortable with Bass and some of the work that you've done with him to cross-train him. If you say, well, we think Bass can play center, which do you think is more likely? If they were to take somebody like Fatanu, do you think it's more likely they would just roll with Hoffman at that point, or they would say, look, we think Bass is a more pro-ready player, so we're just going to try to have him work at center where we've been getting him some work already?
I think they would try and work him at center, but I still would consider drafting one of these guys. I feel like that the Penn State center,
Norzad,
Limmer from Arkansas, there's some quality centers in this draft. I don't know if training, cross-training a guy would be the best fit there. I would like to have a guy. That's one of the things why I was high on Frazier over Barton at a certain time, because I'd never seen Barton play center before, you know,
yeah.
which I think he could absolutely do. But that's, I just, to me, give me the opportunity to draft one of these centers. And if the others turn into depth pieces, Hoffman, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that more so than if, because I know on my board, I've seen guys that can play center and play it at a very high level.
Now I feel like, Brian, would you say that you think their pick comes down to one of these six names we've talked about then? Graham Barton, Jackson Powers Johnson, Troy Fatanu, Kingsley Suamataia, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton. That's the collection of players you feel like it's likely to come out of. So outside of that group, if we're talking about a trade back or maybe a way that they could surprise us, then the other direction you would go there, you mentioned Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker at Texas A&M, Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle at Texas. Is there anybody else you think we need to have our eyes on, an edge rusher, a corner that you think, hey, if that guy slides, or hey, maybe they like him a little bit more, or look, maybe they view center as such a position of need. Maybe they do say, Zach Frazier, we're going to take you late first round. Are there any other guys that stand out to you as just names we should have rattling around as safety nets?
I wonder how the health of Latu from UCLA is going to play.
Yeah.
I wonder if it is it too much a, this is a top 10 player that all of a sudden we're looking at it 24 because of medical.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, but I think if they're going to take a defensive player, I think, like I mentioned earlier, I think it's Murphy, Texas, three technique, or it's the linebacker Cooper from Texas A&M. I think those are the only two defensive players I think they would take that aren't offensive line type guy. I think we're really, really focused on this offensive line at 24. But if there was a surprise pick, I could see one of those two guys being the pick.
So those are some of the names that we were kicking around right now that we think are the most in contention at the moment. And as we get closer to the draft, we'll run through a mock draft exercise and kind of go through all seven rounds, kind of take a look at things. We'll do one with no trades, and then we'll do one with trades as an option. Then we'll get you ready, but it'll be good. This is the time of year Brian starts stressing guys, cause he falls in love with guys that like, then it's, they never end up in the building. And he sits there and head in hands when he watches guys he likes slide a little and they get snatched up or he loves this man.
I made a career doing that. Like, I always talk about the pin throw.
Yeah.
There's some pin throws in my day. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I could absolutely see that. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast, the Love of the Stars and Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.